with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The latest round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks have concluded. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Negotiators from both countries met for several hours in Geneva, Switzerland, as the U.S. deploys a massive number of aircraft and warships to the Middle East. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and Iran's foreign minister were involved in the indirect talks, with the Trump administration trying to convince Iran to halt its enrichment of uranium. The talks were mediated by Oman's foreign minister, who said negotiations will resume soon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Another company is saying yes to tariff refunds.
FedEx says it will pass along tariff refunds to shippers and consumers. FedEx filed a lawsuit in the Court of International Trade to get a refund on what it paid for tariffs set by President Trump. Last week, the Supreme Court ruled those tariffs are illegal. After the ruling, the president said there was no mention of what happens next.
Wouldn't you think they would have put one sentence in there saying that keep the money or don't keep the money, right? I guess it has to get litigated for the next 2 years.
More than 1,000 companies have filed suit to recoup costs from tariffs. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. military used a laser Thursday to shoot down a Customs and Border Protection drone, according to members of Congress. And the Federal Aviation Administration responded by closing more airspace near El Paso, Texas. Just over 2 weeks ago, the FAA shut down the El Paso airport and the surrounding area after another use of an anti-drone laser. This time, commercial flights are not affected by the expanded airspace closure over Fort Hancock. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 17 points, the Nasdaq dropped 273, the S&P declined 37. This is SRN News. A California lawmaker moves to protect churches.
Republican State Senator Shannon Grove has introduced a bill that would increase the penalties for disrupting a worship service. The legislation is a response to the recent invasion of a Minnesota church by protesters opposed to President Trump's immigration policies. Grove's bill would impose felony penalties, including fines of up to $5,000 and 16 months in jail. Other states are considering similar measures. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom is a big priority for the Southern Baptist Convention, and Dr. Christopher Schellen is not surprised. The professor at Star King School for the Ministry in California says it's in the blood, adding, Baptists face legal obstacles and sometimes violent persecution in the 13 colonies with established churches. And so they became fierce advocates for religious liberty during the American Revolution. This is SRN News. Samsung has unveiled its latest Galaxy smartphones. Bob Agnew reports.
The latest phones boast an even bigger toolbox of artificial intelligence technology than the previous two generations. They also introduce a new privacy shield. It blocks snoopy bystanders from sneaking a peek at your screen. The new upgrades on the Galaxy S26 lineup start showing up in stores March 11th. Bob Agnew reports.
A 20-year-old woman is seeking to hold social media companies responsible for harms to children who use their platforms. She began using the platforms as a young child and claims her early use of social media addicted her to the technology and exacerbated depression and suicidal thoughts. Meta and YouTube are the two remaining defendants in the case, which TikTok and Snap settled. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.